There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
One of our top stories today is looking at this. 70,000 private school students across Dubai are in the process of answering a survey about their well-being. Well, whose idea is this and what are they going to be used for? Zina Zalameh has the answers. Zina, thanks for joining us today. What is this all about?
Hi, NLT. Hi, Tim. Now, it's a KHDA initiative. It's called the Dubai Student Wellbeing Survey. And what it wants is to measure the happiness of adolescent students, so students in year 6 to 9 specifically. And the KHDA feels that this is a crucial period in their lives. They're transitioning from being children to young adults. And a lot of issues could arise from that transition. And the school, the KHDA, they want to make sure something's being done to address these issues. The survey was piloted in May, involving a handful of schools, including government schools, but now it's being answered by 70,000 private school students across 160 schools. They started last week. They have until early December to fill out the online questionnaire.
Okay, so this is a KHDA initiative. It's a survey. What kinds of questions are in the survey? What are the students being asked?
Well, we were actually a group of journalists were invited to answer the survey, and I was one of them. So I got to see some of the questions.
Oh,
How did you do, Zina?
Well, we won't see the results until... We'll never see the results. I don't want you to see the results.
Probably best.
Yeah. But I got to see some of the questions. So some of them were, okay, they were about whether they feel they belong in their school, whether kids at their school respect each other's differences. It wants to know how much they understand about bullying, questions about their body image. And this is something that's never been done on this scale in this region before. I was at Swiss International Scientific School. It's in Al Jadaf near Festival City. Now, the KHDA's Director General was there, Dr. Abdullah Al-Karam, and he explained how the results of the survey will be used.
So basically, the school will get that diagnose. Now they will get the diagnose that's independent, that says, okay, these are the areas. But we also, as a government, we will collect all of this data and produce a report, inshallah, at the end of January, beginning of February, maybe. At that time, said, yeah, these are the highlights, mm-hmm. and these are the areas we are going to focus on. We need to focus on the areas that has bigger impact. Mm-hmm. You'll be surprised with the results. I think kids are happy in general, you know, but I think they've never been asked that before or in the format that census. So I'm extremely positive about the output of this census. I think it would be more to put the spotlight and attention on how important the kids. And as I said, we need in the years to come to prove that, you know, happiness leads you to success in life.
So just to add to that, one of the things he said to the students at the school was they have to understand that if you're really happy, you don't have to worry about grades and exams. And coming from the director general of the KHDA measures, you know, academic achievements of schools, that could really have a positive impact on how students feel about dealing with academics, with non-academic stuff. Now, find something you love doing and you will excel. Basically, that's his message. And you will find your strengths in academics in other areas. Now, the results are likely to be announced at the World Government Summit in February. They'll do it every year for 5 years. And at the end of that period, depending on the overall results, they'll determine some common concerns, trends. And from that, we could be seeing major changes being implemented by schools individually. And these will ultimately benefit students.
Okay, Zina, so you got to speak to the boss. The Director General of the KHDA had the chance also to interact with the students of the school involved. Did they say what they thought of the survey?
Yes. So, well, when Dr. Al-Karam was there, the students did a presentation. They came up with hashtags about their well-being. It's a fun little exercise for them. I actually posted some Instagram stories on the ARNU Center Insta account. You'll find some of these hashtags there. Things like hashtag smiles, hashtag caring for all, hashtag live life your own way. And they also mentioned some things that they think would really make them happy. And some of these things are, you know, little things like less expensive food in the cafeteria, less academic workload.
Wouldn't we all like that?
Exactly. And I thought it was a little, you know, a very candid and open discussion with Dr. Al-Karam and the students. I actually managed to speak to two students at the school, Dean and Alia, and I asked them what they feel about the survey.
Well, I like the part where it asked us about where we live, because I feel that way the time we spent in a car coming to school or in a bus, it can help the government and the school know how to interact with us. It asked students what they feel about the school, the teachers, the students around them, the overall environment. Well, I hope they do look at them and somehow they manage to use that to their advantage in making the school better.
I feel like I learned some things about myself that I didn't know before, like some feelings that I didn't know about. Questions that said that there might be someone who cares about me or cares about my well-being at home or at school. And I thought that was helpful because there are some children who don't really have someone to reach out to when they have a problem. I'm guessing that they will take the results and find the most common problems and try to fix them. I feel like a common problem across the world is bullying. So there was a question regarding bullying in the census, and I think that's very helpful.
I mean, from that point of view, it's a really good thing, isn't it? If you're a young adult, there is a lot of pressure on you. We heard there less academic work, which, of course, NLT, I agree with you. We would all like less of that. But what kind of effect is this going to have, do you think, Zena, on the students? Do you think this is going to lead to, well, we have a voice here, we're being heard, so it's a confidence-building thing? Could it lead to perhaps, I don't know, better exam results?
Possibly better exam results. You know, if they're happy, then they'll do well in school. But also, one of the most important questions asked to Dr. Al-Karim earlier is that do they think, or did he think that you know, students, especially at this age, they're already pressured with schoolwork. Does he think the survey could have a different effect on some students, that they'll feel the need to be happy so their school will yield positive results? And actually, Dr. Al-Karim answered that question very candidly. He said, as far as he's concerned, we measure children's academic achievements, their talents, so why not their happiness? And a few things to remember about this survey. The survey is confidential. Parents have been told about it. The survey is optional. The general results will be shared with the public, but the details, the things that need to be addressed on an individual or at the school level, will be shared with the relevant people. So students, parents, KHDA, the school, and it's not in any way connected with school inspections or ratings. And he really emphasized that. So there is no pressure to answer in any way that would make the school look good. It's up to the school to do something about the results of the survey, and that could lead to improvements. But the census is completely independent of inspections and ratings. And I had the chance to speak to the head of Swiss International Scientific School. His name is Beat Sommer. He actually had something to say about this.
It is a benefit to make them aware of the option of actually being happy, as long as it's not a forced sort of procedure where you say, now you have to be happy and we are going to measure that and these are the questions and that's how you have to answer. Then I think, but it cannot be something forced or something formalized too much. To give an impetus to start that process with a census like that, I think that is a beneficial thing. And they were given also the chance to actually not participate. And I think we had one student who felt some of the questions were too personal, too direct, and then decided not to participate. So they had that option. It wasn't forced on them, and therefore I think it was a personal choice also. They had the chance to discuss that with their parents, and parents could have intervened if they wanted to.
So that was Beat Sommer, head of the school. So he explained some of the details of the survey, addressing some of the parents' concerns. Again, so far, 10,000 students have taken part in the census. 60,000 more will take part. They have until early December. This is the first time this is being done in the GCC at this level. And we'll follow the story. We'll tell you the results of the survey when they come out.
Zena Zalameh, thank you very much. That's the KHDA's Dubai Student Wellbeing Survey. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Coming up, we'll be talking to Ludmila Yumalova in Drive Live Talks Legal. It's your chance to get your questions in. Text us 4001 or via the Dubai Eye messaging app.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.